The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. And we're about 3 minutes away from the Masters Division Championship of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. As we were away on commercial break and between games, we had one prestigious award, which was awarded probably the highest award that you can get in the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. That's the Dr. Walter Soboloff Award, and that went to a longtime Lion player, fan, aficionado of gold medal, and that's Mr. Steve Bradner, who has a lot of things on his plate as well as just doing Lions. But congratulations to Steve on that. So this is going to be the Masters Bracket Championship game between Hoona and Cake. And let's quickly, before we do lineups, figure out how these two teams got here. Then we'll take a break and we'll be back with starting lineups. The first game of the tournament on Monday, Hoona knocked Cake into the loser's bracket by a score of 80-66. On Wednesday, Hoona won again in the winner's bracket by a score of 94-67 to advance where they are. Cake got knocked into the loser's bracket immediately. So on Wednesday, they had to play Sitka 167-51. On Friday, they defeated Angoon. That score is not in the book, so I'm not sure what that one was. So they are right back here. So they've had one additional game. So this is kind of a game between the two teams that started out the tournament. So let's take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with starting lineups after a word from a couple of our sponsors.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Okay, back at the gymnasium, and James, this is going to be a pretty cool game. We have six Hall of Famers in this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. This is a rematch of last year's Masters Championship, as Hoona was in the winner's bracket, and then Cake fought their way back through the loser's bracket and defeated Hoona. I'm not sure what the final score was, but Cake is the defending champions in the Masters.
And this is going to be the same way, as Hoona defeated Cake in the first game of the Masters bracket, and Hoona's Cake's come all the way back. So Hall of Famers, we've got Greg Garcia and Louis White for Hoona. And for Cake, we have three that went in together, Lloyd Davis, Rudy Bean, and Willis Cavanaugh, along with Mr. Kip Howard. So should be a lot of Hall of Famers in this basketball game. Should be a lot of fun.
Number 8, Jay Peterson.
So they're going to introduce, oh, and I forgot Jay Peterson, who also is in the Hall of Fame, Kip. Sorry about that, Jay. So they're going to introduce him. Number 8 is Jay Peterson. Number 10 is Keith Nelson. Number 11 is Richard Austin.
Number 20 is Tim James.
Number 20 is Tim James.
Number 21 is Lloyd Davis.
Number 21 is Lloyd Davis.
Number 23 is Rudy Bean.
Number 23 is Rudy Bean. These guys have been playing against each other since they've been in high school. Kip Howard. 24.
Number 25
is Willis Cavanaugh.
Number 32, Mike Martin.
Number 32 is Mike Martin.
Number 33, Nick Davis.
Number 33 is Nick Davis.
And number 34, Tony Abbott.
And number 34 is Tony Abbott. That's the team for Cake. I would imagine it'll probably be the usual starters with Jay Peterson, Lloyd, and Nick Davis, along with Rudy Bean and Kip Howard are their normal starters.
Greg Garcia.
And now for Hoonah, number 14 is Greg Garcia.
Number 20, Charles Matlack.
Number 20 is Charles Matlack.
Number 21, Louis White.
Number 21, Hall of Famer Louis White.
Number 22, Dwayne Jack Sr.
Number 22 is Dwayne Jack.
Number 23, Pete Sneeberger.
Number 23 is Pete Sneeberger.
Number 24, Ken Willard.
24 is Ken Willard.
Number 32, John Thine Jr.
Number 32 is John Thine Jr.
Number 33, Albert Hinchman.
33 is Albert Hinchman, the lefty sharpshooter.
Number 34 is James Mercer.
34 is James Mercer.
Number 41, Ed Mercer Jr.
41 is brother Ed Mercer.
Number 44 is Mike Mills.
Number 44 is Big Mike Mills.
And number 50, Tierney Bible.
And number 50, Tierney Bible. So it's Hoonah versus Cake. And again, Hoonah in the winner's bracket. And Cake is in the loser's bracket coming out, just like last year. And again, last year, Cake managed to defeat Hoonah in the championship. So these two teams looking for looking to win again. Of course, Cake.
You know, it's pretty good to see Lloyd Davis out here playing. Last year in the championship game, he had quite a scare where he went to go get a rebound, and I think he bumped into one of his own teammates, and he had a neck injury.
That's right.
There was about a 15-minute break in the game where the paramedics came in to take him to Bartlett for further procedures.
And I think he ended up with a stinger, I think, is what happened. Somebody texted me later and said that he was fine, that he just had a stinger. So, yeah, it's nice to see him back on the court. Yeah, that was a pretty sobering and a pretty scary moment.
It was. These guys, you know, give it their everything when they're out here, especially competing for a championship.
Yeah. So Kip Howard tips it to Lloyd Davis, off to Jay Peterson. And actually, I think that maybe Kenny Willard got lucky there, as he could have got called for a foul, but instead they just called the pass into Lloyd Davis. First shot is up and good for Davis. So Hoonah looking for a little revenge from last year. Cake trying to repeat, and of course this group of Cake players won, I believe, 6 C championships in a row.
Seven.
And then they won, I think the basic group won a couple of B championships when they were younger, too. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot of championships. Pass comes into Mercer. Mercer spins, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Kip Howard. So Kip picks up his first personal foul. Kind of got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so Kip picks up foul number 1. 2-0, the score is Cake. Garcia comes into Albert Hinchman. Hinchman, the lefty sharpshooter, in the lane. Tierney Bible spins up and good. And boy, he's going to be a low down on the block for Kip Howard. Kip's a lot taller, but boy, Tierney is a lot bigger. So I believe we're going to have a blocking foul, and that's going to be on Greg Garcia. So Garcia picks up the blocking foul as Tierney Bible got that first 2 buckets. 2-2 the score. Jay Peterson around a pick from Davis off to Rudy Bean. Bean drives to the baseline, gets caught underneath, and I think it went off of his knee and out of bounds as Ken Willard reached in and knocked the ball off Rudy's knee. So Hoonah's going to inbound the basketball. We know that Sitka was in the 3A championship game, the girls, and I believe, according to the text that I got, they lost to ACS by a score of 52-40. So congratulations to the Sitka girls. Pass goes down to Bible again. Howard and Nick Davis double-teamed him that time. Pass inside to Bible again from Garcia. That one was a little too long. Tierney tipped it back out to Greg. Greg off to Albert Hinchman, no good. Battle for the rebound. And Tierney tried to get around Jay Peterson, but going to be out of bounds. Pass comes into Rudy Bean. Him and Greg Garcia are going to have quite the battle there.
They are.
That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Yes. Lloyd Davis, 14-foot jumper over and off. Battle stolen away. Ken Willard kind of knocked it loose from Nick Davis off to Mercer. Mercer drives. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Bible. Ball still in the air. Tipped loose by Kip Howard. Picked out of there by Jay Peterson. Off to Rudy Bean. Bean off to Nick Davis. Underneath to Howard. Howard against Mercer. And I think James is going to get called for the foul. I think James just kind of said, hey, I'm not going to give up a layup. Kip's going to have to earn it from the free throw line. And Kip, usually a pretty good free throw shooter. He kind of has this interesting shot. He doesn't use his fingertips. He kind of lays it flat on his hand and kind of flips it.
Yep.
But it seems to be effective for him. And, of course, we jinxed him, of course.
So Kip goes 0 for 1 from the two shots. One for two.
Second one is up and good. So it's 3-2 now in favor of Cake. Back the other way, long three-pointer by Garcia, no good. Hinchman in the left corner, no good, as he ran the rebound down, and Nick Davis decides, hey, I'm not going to chase that ball down, I'm going to wait, and it's going to go out of bounds. Here comes Rudy Bean on the run for Cake. Off to Lloyd Davis, out to Peterson. Peterson, a little running one-hander from 8 feet, no good. Right back to him, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Hinchman. Hinchman, long down court pass to Garcia. Greg up off the glass, no good. Bible battles for the rebound, and it comes down to Nick Davis for Cake. Across to brother Lloyd. Lloyd down on the baseline, looking pick and roll. He thought Nick was going to roll into the lane, but Hinchman cut him off, and he picked it out of there. 3-2 the score, Cake. Free throw line, Bible, left corner. Ken Willard, bounce pass into Bible again. Tierney up off the glass, and good. Boy, he is a load down on the block. He's probably got 30 pounds on Kip Howard.
He does.
Rudy Bean, 14-footers, up and good.
So 4 points for Tierney Bible, and Rudy Bean gets his first two for Cake.
Ken Willard, top of the key, 15-foot jump shots, up and good. So Willard knocks down his first 2 points, had a foot on the three-point line. Back the other way, Nick Davis hands the ball off to Jay Peterson. Peterson, three-pointer, no good. Kip Howard, the rebound. Off to Bean, off to Nick Davis. Off to Lloyd, who's just now getting back down court. Nick goes down the lane, up off the glass, no good. And up and good is Kip Howard. Some of these guys have some really interesting shots. Again, Nick Davis kind of has, it's almost like a catapult. James Mercer, three-pointer back rim. No good. Rebound off of Nick Davis. Out of bounds to Hinchman. It's kind of back here behind his head from flat, and he kind of launches it like a catapult. But it's effective for him. It certainly goes in a lot.
He's really good at that little hook shot, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forget he's got that little baby hook, too. Yep. Pass comes in as Bible sits down for a rest, and checking in is Mike Mills. They go inside the mic. Turns around with the left hand up off the glass and good. Nice shot by Mike Mills. Boy, again, Mills has probably got 20 pounds on Kip, so he's going to get really beat up down on the block. Rudy Bean launches a long three-pointer up and good. And that's the Rudy Bean that we know.
Yep.
Shooting those long jump shots. Boy, he's got one of the purest shots I think I've ever seen.
These two teams are really familiar with each other. As you mentioned earlier, that they've been, you know, they've battled against each other through the B bracket. And now, then the C, now the Masters.
Yeah. Ken Willard, oh, looked inside for Mike Mills. Probably should have taken that one. That was about a seven-footer. Ball knocked loose, picked up. Oh, nice save by Willard as he was trying to fall out of bounds. Got it into Hinchman. Hinchman pulls up. Down inside, they go to Mills. Mills with the left hand, and Kip Howard goes, nope, you're going to have to earn it from the free throw line this time. So going to the free throw line will be Mike Mills.
And Kip Howard's going to pick up his second personal foul. So we played just about 4.5 minutes, and Kip Howard picks up two fouls. So you think that eventually Kip is going to have to stop fouling and, you know, see if he could just contest them well enough to throw their shot off.
Yeah. because they certainly can't afford to have him sitting on the bench for very long as Mike Martin checks in and Kip Howard sits down for a rest with that two fouls. We haven't even played 5 minutes yet.
So Mills went to the free throw line. He missed both of his free throws.
Back the other way off of a Nick Davis rebound. Rudy Bean jump shot from the free throw line is up and good.
He's got 7 points so far.
Rudy's kind of the always been kind of the leading scorer for Cake, kind of the captain. And, boy, he does whatever it takes. Ed Mercer back the other way, 12-footer, stuff and good. Excuse me, that was James Mercer.
Yes.
Hook pass, Martin, little 8-footer, up and good. Nice pass from Nick Davis to Mike Martin, and he puts up the shot and good.
So we have a score of 14-10 with Cake on top of Hoonah. Cake is the guest. Hoonah is home. We have about 14 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this first half of the Masters Championship.
Greg Garcia shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Davis, stolen away by Henchman. Off to Mike Mills, who puts the shot up and good. And I think he's going to be fouled by Mike Martin, I believe, picked up that foul.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Mike Mills just went 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and he's going to shoot one when we come back from this timeout.
Okay, so it's 14-12. And Cake leading Hoonah, and we'll be back after a word from two of our sponsors. 60-second break.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Okay, quick break, 14-12. Going to the free throw line will be Big Mike Mills. As you said, he missed a couple just a minute ago. Let's see if he can get a three-pointer the old-fashioned way. This one is up and good. Swish.
We have a one-point game, Bob.
So 3 points for Mike. 14-12, Rudy Bean handling the basketball. Pulls, goes down to the lane. Ball's knocked loose. Picked out of there, stolen away by Ken Willard. Willard drives and just bounced it off of his knee. Was getting ready to gather himself to go up for a shot and just took his eye off the ball and bounced off his knee and out of bounds. Turnover for Hoonah. Back the other way comes Cake. Nick Davis comes way out on top to brother Lloyd. Lloyd looking for a pick. They go inside. Ball knocked loose. Lloyd looking for Jay Peterson in the lane to Martin. Ball's knocked loose again and picked out of there by Hoonah. Another turnover for Cake to Martin. Off to Garcia. Greg Garcia, 14-footer off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Mercer. James goes up and scores it.
Hoonah goes back on top by one.
So trading leads here. Mercer has four now. Jay Peterson yet to get hot, but boy, when he gets hot along with Rudy, they can score a lot of points in a hurry. Lloyd Davis, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, that was an air ball. Down to Mercer. Here comes James on the run. Bounce pass in the corner to Garcia. Greg, a three-pointer. Over and off. Battle for the rebound. Tipped from Lloyd Davis. Oh, and we're going to have a block, I think, or an offense. Well, let's wait. Now I think they called it an offensive foul.
Yep, Rudy Bean is going to pick up his first personal foul. So we have 14 fouls for Cake and two for Hoonah. I missed one on Cake's side, but I have Kip Howard for two and Rudy Bean for one.
And Mike Martin has one.
Mike Martin, okay, thank you. Yeah, he fouled Mike Mills.
Correct. So Dwayne Jack has checked in for Hoonah. Checking in for Cake is Willis Cavanaugh. And they are guarding each other. Down in the corner, pass goes to Willard. Willard. And
white 14. I think they're going to call that on Greg Garcia.
Okay, so I think it was an illegal screen on Garcia. So he picks up his second turnover for Hoonah. They have a one-point lead. Rudy Bean pulls up, goes all the way to the basket. And good. Nice shot by Rudy Bean. He's got 9 of the 16. Cake goes back on top by a bucket. In the lane, Henchman. Back out on top to Garcia, looking for Willard. Ken drives the lane. Oh, left the shot short. Kind of looked around like, holy cow, how did I do that?
Yep.
Rebound down to Cake. Howard drives. Oh, a little too hard off the glass. I think he was expecting some contact from Garcia, but Greg Wisely with two fouls just backed off. Here comes Huna on the run. Willard into Henchman. Oh, could have got called for a travel.
I think, yep, he got away with one.
Yeah. Ball kind of stuck on his hip, and he took a little shuffle step.
Yep, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Mike Mills. That's going to be his first personal foul.
So Mills picks up the foul. Cake gets the ball, and now Cake wants a timeout. So we're going to have a 30-second timeout for Cake at the 12:09 mark. They lead 16-15. We'll be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
You know, it's kind of fun reffing these guys or watching these guys and broadcasting them for all these years, because actually there are a few of these guys that were actually playing in high school when I first started refereeing basketball around Southeast Alaska. I've reffed Rudy Bean when he played in high school. Also reffed him when he played at UAS.
Really?
The Davis brothers, so Jay Peterson. So it's kind of fun to see these guys as they've started out as high school kids, you know, become men, and now they're, most of them are pillars of their community. Pass comes in to Louis White. White off to Henchman. Albert up off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Schneeberger tips it back out to Henchman. Henchman, the lefty sharpshooter, up off the glass and good. Albert Henchman. Boy, he's another one that has a pure shot.
Yep, so we have another lead change. We're tied at 2, Bob. And now we have 3 lead changes at the 11.5-minute mark.
Okay, and we got a whistle and a foul. And I think it's going to be on Louis White as he was reaching in. Once again, the flesh, or the mind says the flesh is willing, and the flesh goes, nope, I'm a little older, I can't quite make that move anymore. Oh, nice move in the lane. I think we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Willard. Yep, I think Ken Willard got caught with his hand in the cookie jar that time. So Willard picks up the foul, and Rudy Bean will go to the free throw line. That's the first foul on Ken. Looked like it was a pretty clean block, but you could see that he had his off arm wrapped around the waist of Rudy Bean, and that's the foul that they called.
Yeah, and they actually called that on Albert Hinsman.
Oh, okay. First shot is up and good, so I will change that. So we'll give Ken the clean block then. I could see an arm wrapped around it. I thought it was Ken's, but it was obviously not. Second free throw up. Oh, Rudy misses it. That's a little unusual. Once again, he's one of those guys that has a beautiful shot and almost always hits free throws. Henchman off to Louis White. Back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Kip Howard. He hands the ball off to Rudy Bean, and here comes Rudy across the timeline. Drives into the lane. Can't get the shot to go.
I think now he's going to be fouled by Ken Willard.
Okay, so this time Willard gets the foul. That's his first. Going to the free throw line once again is Rudy Bean, and Ken kind of pleading his case to the ref going, I don't know what I can do. Well, unfortunately, as we all know, once the head and shoulders of the offensive man are past the torso of the defensive guy, it's a block.
Yes.
Because a lot of times both free throws by Rudy are up. A lot of times the defensive guy will go, but I was only standing there. Well, yeah, maybe you were, but once again, once the head and shoulders are by, it's your responsibility to get out of the way. 2-point lead, 19-17. Henchman leaned in. That was, you know, I think that was probably a pretty good no call. He was ducking in, trying to get, and got contact, but Willis Kavanaugh. There's Jay Peterson for 3. Got it.
Jay's got his first point of the first half.
And now Cake leads by 5. Henchman up. Oh, bad pass. He got caught in the air and didn't know what to do with it down the lane. Jay Peterson left it short. Rebound down to Nick Davis. Kavanaugh back to Peterson. Peterson spins into the lane. Up over Schneeberger, left it short. The rebound comes down to Dwayne Jack for Huna. He hands it off to Albert Henchman, and here comes Henchman across the timeline. Drive, spin move into the baseline. Jay Peterson slapped it loose, but couldn't quite save it. So it'll be out of bounds to Huna. We got some subs coming in. Tierney Bible checks back in. James Mercer checks back in. Greg Garcia checks back in. And now he's telling Albert Henchman he needs to go sit down. So apparently, Albert didn't, you know, I thought Jay had a pretty clean knock way down there on the baseline. I'm not sure. I think he was complaining about the contact, probably the play before. After you bitch a couple times up and down the floor, that's not a good idea. Greg Garcia left the shot short. I think gold medal's the only place I've ever seen Garcia, a little short jumper, got it to fall. Gold medal's the only place I've ever seen where instead of calling a technical foul, they give you a two-minute timeout for being a bad boy. But I guess that saves technical fouls.
Yeah.
Rudy Bean looking for Kavanaugh.
Yeah, because if you receive a technical foul in this tournament here, then you're excluded from all tourney or defensive player or MVP.
That is correct, yes. Mercer. That's going to be an offensive foul. Good call. Yep. Yep. Jay Peterson just stood there, had great position. And so Mercer picks up the foul.
It would be his second personal foul.
It looks like we're going to get a 60-second timeout here. So at the 9-12 mark, it's 22-19, cake by three. We're going to be back after a word from two of our sponsors. 60-second break.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Okay, back at the gym while we were away, Lloyd Davis got a pass, went down, got fouled by Ken Willard, and went to the free throw line and hit his first free throw, and he's got three now. It's 23-19. Second one up by Lloyd is up and also good. So the lead back to five, and this is kind of the way it was in last year's championship game. As Kate got out to a little lead, Huna would cut it down, Kate would stay ahead, but, into Tierney Bible. Oh, man, he should have went up with that shot. Passed it off to White. Ball tipped out of there and going to be out of bounds. Boy, he spun right into the lane. I don't think he realized how open he was. He definitely could have laid that one in. So they went to Louis White and went off his hands out of bounds. Ball knocked loose, battle for it. And Kate got a timeout. Nice hustle. So Jay Peterson was on the floor, was in danger of losing the ball, and so he took a 30-second timeout. So we'll take a 30-second timeout here at the J.D. High Gym. 8:37 to go, 24-19, Kate.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Back to the gym, and Kate's going to inbound the ball. Nick Davis off to Jay Peterson. Peterson drives into the lane. Ball tipped away by Bible. Picked up by Howard for Kate. He drives, lays it up. Good, and Greg Garcia was kind of protecting himself as he got as he was down on the floor, but luckily he didn't get stepped on.
Oh, and Kip Howard's going to pick up his third personal foul with 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this first half of the Masters Championship.
And that is not good.
Hoonah's in a little bit of foul trouble, too. We have three players on the Hoonah side that have two fouls apiece. We have James Mercer, Ken Willard, and Greg Garcia. They have 9 total team fouls. That Cake has 5.
So Nick Davis is going to check in, I think. I would expect Kip to sit down with that third personal foul. Yeah, Cape only has 5 fouls, and 3 of those are Kip Howard.
Yep.
So Bible up, no good, as he was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. So Tierney missed a pair as he could have cut that lead down to 5. Cape with a rebound, Nick Davis on top to Lloyd. Lloyd looking inside for Peterson. He's working on Garcia. Jay turns around. Fadeaway 10-footers up and good. Jay Peterson. Jay's got 5 now. The lead is now 9 at 28-19. Louis White for 3. Got it. Nice shot for Louis White Sr. as he puts the shot down. Lead back to 6.
Now James Mercer is going to pick up his third personal foul. So from here on out, any fouls that Hoonah commits, Cake's going to go to the free throw line for a double bonus.
Actually, I kind of thought James had pretty good position that time. It kind of looked like Nick Davis kind of put his shoulder down and kind of pushed him off a little bit. But he got the call. So Nick, his first free throw is up and good. Ken Willard sits down, and checking in is Ed Mercer. Henchman checks back in, and James Mercer sits down for rest with his third personal foul. Nick Davis, no good. Back into the 1-1. Mike Martin hits the rebound for Cake off to Jay Peterson. Peterson spins out on top to Lloyd. There's Kavanaugh. Boy, they're right up on him. As Willis, an excellent three-point shooter. Mike Martin out on top to Jay Peterson. We're down at 7 minutes now. 29-22. And
they have an illegal pick on Mike Martin. He's going to pick up his second personal foul.
Okay, so Martin picks up the illegal screen. That is an offensive foul, although it's a team foul. It's an offensive foul, so the defense doesn't get a shoot. They just get the basketball. Here comes Albert Henchman. They go inside the Bible again. Can't control it. Ball's on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball.
Jump ball and the possession arrow favors Hoonah.
As Jay Peterson, Tierney Bible, Nick Davis all on the floor. And they kind of reach out and help each other up.
I think the referee is going to probably find a towel to wipe up some of the perspiration over there by the Crimson Bear sign.
That's 3 big guys hitting the floor.
3 big sweaty guys.
Yep. Inbounds passes. Hoonah had the possession arrow. Comes into Henchman. Albert pulls up, dishes it off. Nice move, Louis White. Oh, couldn't hit the little running 5-footer. That was a great pass by Henchman. Rebound comes down to Cake. 29-22. We're just moved inside the 7-minute mark. 7-point lead for Cake. There's Mike Martin, 14-footer. Over and off. Rebound. Davis. Lloyd. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Garcia. Boy, Lloyd had a good shot that time. Just couldn't get it to fall. Off to Henchman. Inside the Bible. Davis has got him. Looking for Ed Mercer. Stolen away Lloyd Davis for Cake. Here comes Davis. Hands it off. Oh, and Nick got away with the travel. He couldn't get a hold of the basketball.
He did. He took a couple steps before he took a dribble.
Looked a little weird. I guess they let the old guys have 2 instead of just 1. That's all right. Mike Martin. Bible's got him. Ball knocks loose off to Peterson. Off to Lloyd Davis. Lloyd off to Martin. Pick and roll down underneath. They go inside to Nick. He's going to shoot the hook. Oh, goes up off the glass. Oh, nice shot, Nick Davis. Goodness gracious, that was a tough shot. Use that big wide body. There's Greg Garcia. 17-footer up and good. Boy, if he gets hot, he can fill it up in a hurry, too. 31-24, still a 7-point lead for Cake. 5.5 minutes to go here. Masters Championship. Martin bounced past to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh baseline. Lloyd Davis, 8-footer. You can see he kind of short-armed that one. Bible the rebound off to Garcia, off to Louis White, and here comes Huna across the timeline. He pulls up, looking inside for Ed Mercer. Can't find him to Bible. Tierney takes a three. Back rim, no good. Battle for it. Mike Martin comes down for it for Cake. Maybe a little bit of an ill-advised shot that time for Bible. That's not normally the shot that he usually takes. Usually he's more down on the block.
Yeah, it's like Shaq taking the three.
Yeah. Jay Peterson drives up off the glass. Good. Nice move by Jay Peterson.
That's going to be his seventh point of the first half.
Lead now 9-0 underneath Ed Mercer up off the glass on a great pass from Garcia. So Ed Mercer gets on the board. 33-27, lead 7 at the 4.5-minute mark. Jay drives. Ball slapped loose. Picked out of there by Bible. Oh, Greg Garcia lakes out. Bible gets him the basketball, and he gets the shot up and good. He's got 6 now, and the lead now down to 5 at 33-28. Okay, going to slow it down here a little bit. You can hear the Huna crowd going, defense, defense. Peterson underneath to Lloyd Davis. Reverse layup. I think Ed Mercer got a little bit of the ball and a lot of his arm. Ball knocked loose from Henchman. Back the other way, Peterson off to Nick Davis. He's going to drive. No call. Could have been an offensive foul. Back the other way, Huna. Garcia spins. Working on Mike Martin. Bounce pass to Henchman. Albert with the right hand. Got it to go.
Nice. The lefty made a nice right-handed reverse layup.
And that's not very often that you will see Henchman use his right hand, but that was a pretty shot. Lead now down to 3. Here comes Peterson off the glass. No good. Lloyd Davis tips it out. Willis Kavanaugh inside the 3-point line. Got it. Kavanaugh for 2. So the old guys are starting to get up and down the floor here as those older muscles get warmed up now.
Yep, and I saw Tierney Bible putting his hand up and patting his chest looking at the bench, so he wants a sub.
Inside, Ed Mercer leads back to 3, and Jay Peterson dribbles it off his knee out of bounds. And I think Cake wants a timeout.
I think we're just going to, it looks like it.
Well, nope.
Oh, they're just pointing that it's Huna's ball. I thought we were going to have a timeout.
I thought Suzanne was pointing toward their bench, but we're just getting a bunch of, are we going to get a timeout or not? Nope. I think Huna thought that Cake had called a timeout,
yeah,
too.
Because everybody from Huna went and sat down.
Yeah, I think Suzanne was just pointing the other way, and yeah, I thought there was a timeout as well. So we've got Henchman, Bible takes a rest. Thine comes in for him, John Thine Jr. Garcia, they go inside to Ed Mercer again. Ooh, and that could have easily been four fouls on Kip Howard.
Yep, Kip got away with one.
Ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Yeah, he was kind of all over Mercer's back. I think they let him get away with one that time, and unfortunately Mercer fell down, kind of looked at the referee and just shook his head. Pass comes inside to Howard. Stole it away by Stein, knocked it away, and here comes Huna again. Off to Willard, in off the glass. Oh, he can't hit the puppy, and a battle for the rebound. And we have a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to be in favor of Kate. As Kip kind of smiles. So John Stein Jr. tried to rip that ball away from Kip, but Kip held on to it. So Kate with the alternate possession. They lead by 3 at the 2.5-minute mark. Here comes Bean around to pick. In the lane. Up and good. Rudy Bean knocks down a bucket.
That was a pretty tough shot by Rudy.
That was right between two big guys. He managed to muscle it up and get it to drop. Stein handling the basketball, looking inside for Ed Mercer. Hands it off to Henchman. Albert down low to Ed Mercer. Up off the glass and good.
I don't think Ed's missed one yet.
No. You know, he doesn't get up off the floor very well, but he uses his body so well to block people off because he's not exceptionally tall either, but boy, he's got that big, wide body. Back the other way. Here comes Garcia. Up, scores it.
We got a one-point ball game.
Garcia's got 8, and it's 37-36. Cake leading by 1. Rudy Bean handling the basketball. Working against Henchman drives up off the glass. Boy, he got Henchman got away with one as he knocked Rudy down. And they're really letting him play hard now.
They are.
Henchman pulls up. Oh, fine. Left it short. Actually got away with the travel. I guess I need to stop refereeing here. It's so hard. Off basket. Good by Nick Davis.
Nick was kind of looking at the official like,
boy,
why didn't you blow the whistle? And I think if the ref did blow the whistle, it was going to be on him.
I would agree with that. Back the other way, Ed Mercer scores another bucket. Cake not getting back on defense right now, as that's like three runouts in a row for Huna. 39-38. Rudy, little shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Willard. Two-on-one break. Willard off to Garcia. Greg pulls out. Inside they go to Henchman. Albert for three. Got it. And Huna takes the lead now. 41-39. Down to 22 seconds. Lloyd Davis drives. Fine tries to slap it loose. Off to Bean. Little five-footers up and good. Rudy Bean. Tied at 41. Will we have a tie going in, or can Huna get a shot off? Well, Huna should get a shot off. Willard for three. Got it! And Willard for three. Back the other way. Rudy Bean launches from half court. No good. So at halftime, it's Huna 44, Cake 41. We'll be back in 2 minutes with first half statistics.
Hey again, and for one last time, it's Ryan Houlihan broadcasting live at the Alaska Academy of Advanced Cosmetology on Industrial Boulevard, just above the sandbar. And as promised, we're doing our last round here of Juno Jetaway Instant Qualifiers. We got a few more names here drawn out, and we're going to jump on in. The final giveaway is going to be 1 week from today, and here is the first or the last round of our qualifiers here. You've got Justin Pappenbrock, I think. Again, apologies if I'm mispronouncing these names, but don't get too beat up about it because you're qualified for Juno Jetaway now. Also, Leslie Wood, our second qualifier for this round. You've got Gary Durling. That's Gary Durling. Steve Sonkinson. That's a tricky one, but I think we got it. And lastly, the last qualifier of our day here from Alaska Academy of Advanced Cosmetology is going to be Anna Brown. Those are your instant qualifiers. If you just heard your name, you don't have to call in or anything. Just swing by the radio station, the Juno Radio Center, sometime before, again, Saturday is going to be that final drawing. So you want to swing in sometime before then. We'll have a qualification letter made up for you. So, all right, that's really going to pretty much wrap up this live broadcast. So just one last time, want to say thank you to the Alaska Academy of Advanced Cosmetology for housing us while we throw out some Juno Jetaway qualifiers. And do remember, that's your place to go, the Alaska Academy of Advanced Cosmetology, if you're looking to get into any of these cosmetology fields, anything from manicuring, hairdressing and barbering, aesthetics, and brand new, they're very excited about this. They very recently got approval to do massage courses. I believe they're aiming to start those courses in August. So come on in and chat with the Alaska Academy of Advanced Cosmetology if you're looking to get into any of those fields and get on a new career path. All right. Again, that's going to wrap up this broadcast. We're getting out of here. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Okay, back at the JD High School Gymnasium, 44-41. Well, Cake led almost the entire first half. Huna made a run late and actually hit a three-pointer to go up at halftime. But, boy, they had like three or four runouts as Cake was not getting back on defense. So, James, you want to go ahead and run down the scores for Huna?
Sure. So, in the first half, we have Greg Garcia with two fouls. In the first half, he had a deuce, a three-pointer, and then two more twos. So he's got 9 points for the first half. Louis White's got 3 points in the first half and one foul. Ken Willard's got two fouls and 5 points. That was just before halftime with about, 4 seconds to go, he knocked down a three.
Yep.
So he had a deuce and a three-pointer. Albert Hinchman's got one foul. He's got a couple of field goals and a three-pointer. He knocked down a three-pointer right before Ken Willard did, and that's what gave Huna the lead. Actually, Ken Willard's three-pointer is what gave him the lead at the end there, but he finishes the half with 7 points. James Mercer has three fouls. He sat down with about maybe 3-4 minutes to go in the first half.
About 4.5 minutes to go, yep.
That's when he picked up his third foul. He's going to finish the half with 4 points, and Ed Mercer Jr., He didn't miss a shot in this first half. He's got 8 points. Mike Mills Jr., he's got 5 points. He had a couple of baskets, went to the free throw line three times. He converted on a 3-point play, but before that, he missed 2 free throws. Tierney Bible's got a couple of baskets too to give himself 4 points in the first half. And Huna went 1 for 5 from the free throw line in the first half.
That definitely was a factor in them not having a little bit bigger lead. For Cake, of course, the leading scorer was Rudy Bean with 16. Jay Peterson had 7. Lloyd Davis with 4. Kip Howard had 5. He had 3 fouls. Willis Cavanaugh with a deuce. Mike Martin with a deuce. And Nick Davis had 5 points. He had 2 field goals. He was 1 for 2 from the line. Kip Howard was 1 for 2 from the line. Rudy Bean, 3 for 4 from the line. And Lloyd Davis was 2 for 2 from the line. And I think that was the difference early, as Kate kept going inside getting free throws, whereas Huno didn't. But the runouts late, and then, the late three-pointer from Ken Willard and also Albert Henchman's what pushed them over the top so that they were able to get the lead at halftime.
Yeah, Bob, we were tied at 2. Then we were tied at 17 with 11 minutes to go. We were tied at 41 right before halftime. And right now it's 44-41 with Huna with a 3-point lead. And we've had 7 lead changes so far in this game.
This has been a really exciting basketball game. Once again, Huna won 80-66 on Monday at 2:00, and Cake had to come out of the losers bracket. So they've actually played one more game. So I think in this bracket, the Masters bracket, that might be a telling factor in the second half, as Huna played, or rather. Cake played on Monday, lost, played on Wednesday, and then had to play again on Friday, where Huna played Monday and Thursday. So with these guys, getting up there a little bit in age, that extra game certainly could be a telling factor down the stretch.
Yep.
Okay, so we're just about ready to get underway here again. 44-41, Huna at halftime, trying to avenge a defeat in last year's championship game after going in the championship undefeated. Greg Garcia, long three-pointer to start the half, is up and good. You can hear the Huna fans. They would really like to see Huna win this game. Back the other way, Rudy Bean, a two-pointer up and good. So Bean with 18 now. Garcia has 12. 47-43, 4-point lead for Huna, and we are just underway. Garcia goes down inside to Henchman. Albert double-teamed, ball knocked loose, and so he's able to dribble a second time in the corner to Willard. Willard, three-pointer over and off. Rebound comes down to Nick Davis, off to Rudy Bean. Bean across the timeline, moves inside. We're going to have a tackle by Garcia. So Greg Garcia picks up the foul. As he literally just reached out and tackled Rudy Bean.
So Greg's going to pick up his third personal foul.
And Bean goes to the free throw line. So James Mercer and Garcia have 3 each for Huna. Kip Howard with 3 for Cake. Bean, first free throws up and good. He's got 3.5. And Garcia's going to sit down, and Louis White's going to check back in. So they really don't lose anything, as Louis and Greg are both the same type of player.
Yep.
Second free throw is up and good. Greg maybe a little bit more offensive-minded. Louis a tough defensive player who can also score. So Rudy brings it back to a 2-point lead for Huna, 47-45. Willard dishes it off to the big man down low, up off the glass, and good. Tierney Bible. Lead back to 4, 49-45. Nick Davis handling it for Cake, off to Jay Peterson. Peterson out on top to Lloyd Davis. Back out on top. Oh, Howard's got Mercer sealed. They get it inside to Kip up off the glass, and he's going to be fouled. And I'm not sure that James doesn't have an argument, as it looked like Kip got him on his backside, but I thought Kip was kind of holding him and hooking him, but James got the foul, and that's going to be 4.
Yes, so James will go sit down with 4 fouls and checking in for him.
Oh,
he tried to sit down.
Well,
but
he's got
to
wait for the first free throw.
Yeah, Kip's got to shoot one free throw before he could actually get his sub.
Yep. It's up, no good, and now I think Ed's going to check in for James. Yeah, I think James had an argument early that Kip was holding him.
And it looked like it.
Yeah.
Like you said, he was hooking him around.
Yeah, but once Kip got the ball, then James definitely pushed him. So, but, hey, normally you call the first one early and then you don't have that opportunity. But we've seen a few other players get away with a few fouls here, too. So.
Yep.
So Kip hits the second one, leads down to three. Oh, Louis White almost lost the handle there. Way deep in the corner to Albert Henchman. He wants somebody to pop out. Ed in the lane. That's the first shot that he's missed.
Yep, first one that Ed's missed, and it's going to come off of Huna and a turnover to Cake.
Nick Davis did a good job that time.
Yeah, that was excellent defense.
Holding his ground, and here we go. Rudy Bean off to Lloyd Davis. Davis, that rocking chair one-hander, is up and good. Lloyd Davis. So he's got six now. Lead down to one for Huna, 49-48. They have the basketball off to Willard. Ken, long three-pointer. Looks good, is good. Boy, we could see that one here. We were looking right down the barrel. Willard starting to heat up a little bit now as he had a three just before half. Bad pass into Howard, couldn't handle it. Knocked out of there by Bible, picked up by Henchman for Huna. They go way over on the left baseline. Willard again, side rim that time. Rebound Davis. Here's Cake on the run. Two on one. Off to Bean. Up off the glass. And good. Nice move by Jay Peterson as Rudy Bean gets the bucket. Rudy with 23 now. Bible trying to back down Howard. In the lane, Henchman looking inside for Bible again. He's triple teamed. Gets it off to Mercer. Mercer up off the glass. Left it short. That was Ed. Rebound comes down to Davis. That was Nick. Into Bean. Ball slapped loose off to Jay Peterson. Peterson
had it tipped away by Henchman.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't shoot. Well, actually, he doesn't shoot that bad. I mean, the ball went twing.
Yeah,
off to the right. So it's pretty obvious that Albert got it. Oh, Kip left the ball well short. It almost looked like a pass to Nick Davis. It was so short. Davis was able to pick it up. Off to Lloyd. Lloyd looking inside for Kip. Now they go inside to Peterson. Peterson working on Louis White. He knocks the ball away. And you can see Jay getting a little frustrated going, go cut to the basket.
Yeah, nobody was cutting.
Jay inbounds to Howard. Howard fouled by Bible as he knocks Kip Howard down. And Kip will go to the free throw line. That's going to be
Tierney's first.
That's what I have, his first personal foul on Bible. Going to the free throw line, Kip Howard. Howard was 1-for-2 in the first half. 5 points.
1-for-2 in the second half just a little while ago. And his first one is up and no good. And we'll see if he goes 1-for-2 on this trip.
There it is, 1-for-2.
So he's shooting 50% so far from the free throw line.
3-for-6. Huna still leads by a point. Henchman handling the ball. 52-51. Pass off to Louis White. White on the side to Willard. They go inside to Bible. Oh, too strong that time. He was wide open, just couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound comes down to Nick Davis, to Jay Peterson. Peterson off to Lloyd Davis. Lloyd to Bean. Bean dribbles it back out on top. Dribbles into the lane. We're going to have a whistle on the foul. It's going to be on Louis White. Nope, 24. They called it on Ken Willard. Could have been either one of them. So I think that's three on Willard now, right? That's what I have.
Yep.
So Willard, who's been kind of leading the scoring here in the second half. Rudy Bean, a long three-pointer, is up and good. And Kate goes back on top, 54-52. Henchman out on top. Oh, Ken Willard took his eye off the ball just for a second and slipped through his hands. Turnover for Huna. Pass comes in from Lloyd Davis to Rudy Bean down the lane. Up off the glass and good. And Rudy Bean goes, come on, boys, get on my back. I'm going to take you home here.
Yep.
56-52. He certainly looks like he's the one with the freshest legs out there. Willard drives to the baseline, whistle, and it's going to be a pushing foul on Jay Peterson.
Well, this is actually Rudy's first game of the tournament.
They
didn't have him all week.
Oh, okay. So Dwayne Jack's going to check in. I think Mike Mills is going to check in. Tierney Bible sits down. Ken Willard sits down. Mike Martin checks in. Kip Howard sits down. Well, I didn't. This is the first time I've seen the Masters play, so I didn't realize that. Well, then he's definitely got the freshest legs.
Yep.
Turnaround, jump shot by Louis White, no good. Pick Mike Mills with a rebound, up and good. 56-54, take by two. Bean, NBA three. Oh, back rim, almost got it to drop. Boy, he was right in rhythm, but just couldn't quite get it to drop. Rebound comes down to Huna. Dwayne Jack hands the ball off to Henchman. Albert around to pick. It's a wonder he doesn't get more offensive fouls. He always leads with that shoulder. And he threw the pass away. I think Ed Mercer was cutting to the hole, and it was a bad pass by Albert. 56-54. Lloyd Davis looks for the three-pointer. They go inside to Mike Mills. Oh, nice move. Little eight-footer by Mills is up and good. Mike Martin. So Mike has four now. Kind of a quiet 4 points. Plays good defense, always seems to be in the right spot. Every once in a while he get a bucket, but he's not relied on as a scorer. Louis White, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down. Here comes Cake on the run, 1-on-4. Oh, Bean goes behind his back. Dribbles out of the left side by the free throw line. Dribbles back inside, 14-footer. Shot up, no good. Henchman got a little piece of it. Whoop. And then Mills tries to help him up. Kind of slides along the floor on his butt. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Jay Peterson. Well, Albert, you got the foul call as Jay kind of pushed him from behind.
That was pretty comical as Mike Mills went to go help up Rudy Bean, and he was still moving when he went to go grab his hand, and he drug him about 4 or 5 feet.
Yep. And then he stopped and picked Rudy up and patted him on the butt and said, "I was just trying to help you up." Rudy had a big smile on his face.
That was pretty good.
So Jay picks up his second foul. Greg Garcia back in along with John Thine Jr. Henchman for three. He's got 10 now. Lead down to one for Cake. 58-57. Peterson drives. Foul's going to be on John Thine Jr.
A little bit too much body by John there.
Yep. And he's quite a bit bigger than Jay Peterson.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much taller, but definitely physically probably has him by 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Into Rudy. Oh, but he's going to be fouled by Louis White. Louis goes, "Nope, I'm going to make you shoot the free throws." That one was probably a good foul. That being pretty reliable from the free throw line, too.
He is. He's definitely a good all-around player.
Yep. I have him 3-for-4 in the first half, 3-for-4 in the second half. Oh.
And we jinxed him.
We did. Yeah, he's been all-star, all-tournament numerous times, MVP numerous times. And actually an all-around really nice guy. 59-57, besides being a great basketball player. Garcia up off the glass, no good. Stein gets the rebound, hands it back to Garcia on top to Henchman. 2-point lead for Cake. Albert looking for someone to pass to. Referee's got the count on, gets it off to White. Back to Henchman, working on Peterson, the two lefties battling. Henchman pulls up, fakes the three. Ball's knocked loose in the lane, tries to force it.
That can be on Jay Peterson.
Yep, that's going to be 3 on Jay now.
I think they called it on 33, Nick Davis.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll wait for the
Nick
board.
Davis.
Okay, so Nick picks up his first personal foul. Could have just as easily been Jay, as they were both right there.
Yeah.
So going to the line will be Henchman. First one is up and good. Albert, his first trip to the line, he is 1-for-1. Got 11 now. Second one, good. Another tie here as we are tied at 59. And again, this one is still anybody's ball game. Rudy drives down the lane, goes behind his back. Ball knocked loose. Picked out of there by Garcia. Garcia head to Thein. Thein up off the glass. And good. So big John Thein. Junior puts the shot up and good. That's his first 2 points. And Hoona goes back on top. Martin hands it off to Bean. Bean off to Lloyd Davis. Lloyd looking for brother Nick. Hands it off to him. Sets the pick. Bat on top to Martin. Baseline to Peterson. Henchman's got him. Jay, little 8-foot runner, left it short. Rebound comes down to Mike Martin for Hoona. Here comes Henchman on the run. Henchman way over on the side to White. White moves into the lane. Hands it off to Henchman. Albert, top of the key for Hoona. They lead by two. Thein sets the pick. Henchman drives. 8-footer off the glass. Battle for the rebound. Garcia, I think that Davis got a piece of that from behind. Martin, Mike Martin picks it out of there. And here comes Rudy Bean off to Lloyd Davis. Underneath the brother Nick. Nick gets hammered by Thein. And Nick's down, kind of holding his forehead there for a second. Not sure. Yep. He's going to get back up, and the foul's going to be on John Thein. That's his second. And going to the free throw line will be Nick Davis. Nick with 5 in the first half, and he was 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
Yep, that's what I have.
Taking a long, slow circle, kind of shaking his head as I think Thein kind of got him across the head as he went to block the shot. And he might be seeing a star or two there in his eyes right now. We're at the 12-15 mark, 61-59 the score. And Nick's still kind of hanging his head there, kind of trying to get himself together. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. So Mike Martin's going to sit down, and checking in is going to be Kip Howard and Rudy Bean talking to Willis Kavanaugh while Nick shoots his second free throw. It is up. It is good.
So another tie at the 12-15 mark. We're tied at 61.
So Louis White sits down, and checking back in is Ken Willard and his 3 fouls. Greg Garcia has also checked back in with his 3 fouls. Willard, free throw line to Thein. Thein thought about it, went into the corner to Garcia. It's an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Kip Howard for Cake. 61 a tie. Here comes Rudy Bean. Bounce pass, Lloyd Davis, 17-footer over and off. Rebound comes down to Mike Martin. Good shot, just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Henchman. Again. Into the lane, Henchman pulls up, 15-footer over and off. Another rebound for Kip Howard. Dishes it out to Bean. Here comes Rudy. He'll slow it up as it's 1-on-4. Kip bounce pass to Lloyd Davis. Lloyd out on top to Bean. Bean drives into the lane, doesn't get it. I think he's going to be fouled by Greg Garcia. And I've got 4 on Garcia. Is that what you've got?
Yep, that's what I have. And that's what they're showing on the board.
And we've still got 11 and a half minutes to go. So that's a big foul for Hoona. As Greg Garcia, not only a playmaker, but he's also one of their main scorers. Rudy back to the line again. Free throw up. Oh, my goodness. So Bean misses the front end of the 2. Misses them both. Wow. He is 8 for 12 from the free throw line now. Hoona the rebound to Willard. Willard across the timeline, top of the key. Fake the 3 off to Thein. Thein goes inside to Ed Mercer. Mercer up off the glass, left that one short. And again, good defense by Nick Davis. Just kind of holding his ground. Not trying to block the shot. Cake gets the rebound. Off to Bean. Bean drives up. Little flip shot. Can't get it to drop. The rebound comes down to Hoona again. Kip Howard got out of the way. Yes, here comes Henchman. Albert drives. Hook pass on top to Kenny Willard. Willard into the lane. Double teamed. Gets out of the double team with a dribble off to Mercer. Off to Henchman. Mercer's going to set a pick. Rudy slides around it. Albert pulls up a right point. out on top to Willard, right at the top of the key, about three steps behind the three-point line, so he's out at about 25 feet. Henchman pulls up, 17-footer, in and out, hit the side of the rim, came back out, Bean with a rebound. Lead pass ahead to Jay Peterson. Jay pulls up, 61-61. We've been tied for about almost 2 minutes now, as neither team can get the shot to drop. Nick Davis, three-pointers up and good. There's that rocking chair three by Nick. He's got 10, and I think Huna wants a timeout. 30-second timeout for Huna, 10:04 to go. Cake, 64. Huna, 61. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Back at the gym, got to tell a quick story here. When I was in Florida for 2 weeks umpiring college fast pitch softball, and a bunch of my umpiring friends from there are from Michigan and Wisconsin and stuff, and of course, being from this area, I grew up in Moscow, Idaho, which is close to Spokane, Washington. I'm a big Gonzaga fan. And they were going, yeah, Gonzaga's overrated. You know, they lost one game. They didn't play anybody all year. Well, Gonzaga just wiped out Xavier 83-59 to go to the Final Four.
Wow.
So, go Zags. This is Mark Few's first trip to the Final Four, so congratulations to Gonzaga. 64-61, three-point lead for Cake. Kenny Willard handles the basketball, moves into the lane. Good double team by Cake. Oh, and he's tied up by Lloyd Davis. Oh, nope, I think Huna got the timeout first.
Yep.
Okay, so Huna got a 30-second timeout. 64-61. 9:41 to go. Huna with a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
Okay, back to the gym. So that quick timeout by Huna saved a jump ball. The possession arrow would have been in favor of Cake. So a good timeout that time as they saved a turnover. Willard inbounds pass to Mercer, and I think it bounced off of the foot of Davis. That was Lloyd. So they will trigger the inbounds pass once again. Inbounds pass off to Henchman. Henchman to Ken Willard. Willard handling the basketball. On top, Henchman fakes the three. They go inside for Bible. Kip Howard tips it away to Bean to Howard. Howard on the run. And I think he's going to be fouled.
Going to have a late whistle and a foul on Albert Henchman.
I think they were waiting to see if the shot was going to go in.
Yeah.
And since it didn't, Henchman got called for the foul. Going to the free throw line will be Kip Howard.
It's going to be Henchman's second personal foul.
Kip is 3-for-6 from the free throw line. Now he is 4-for-7. So once again, we'll see if he can stretch that lead to 4 and make it. There it is. Oh, in and out. So he is now 4-for-8. Or 3-for-8. 64-61, and boy, Tierney Bible just backed in and knocked Kip Howard down. Bible up off the glass and good. So Tierney Bible with two buckets in each half. He's got 8 now, and the lead back down to 1, 64-63. I don't think Kip appreciated that as Tierney tried to help him up, and Kip just slapped his hand away. Bible just backed him off the baseline and knocked him down. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. On the floor, Bean put the shot up over his head as he was fouled by number 22. That is Dwayne Jack Jr. So he goes, Rudy, you're going to have to go to the free throw line. Oh. Somebody's throwing us fry bread.
Yeah, we got bread flying at us. I was wondering what was.
Two shots up here.
Yeah.
Coming up here. Rudy Bean's first free throw was up and good. It was the last time he went to the free throw line, he missed a pair.
Second one is up, and it's also good.
I caught one.
All right, so we are good to go. So while you guys are calling the next game, I'm going to eat some fry bread. 65-63. Bean hits a pair of free throws. Pass goes to Bible. Bible spin move in the lane. And we've got a foul on Nick Davis, I think.
Yep.
So Davis picks up his second personal foul. Boy, Bible is a big body down there. He's moving people. 66-63, so Tierney goes to the free throw line. I have him as being 0-for-2 in the first half.
Yep, that's what I have.
Okay.
I walked by him on my way out the door, and there was a wind when he went running past me.
I can believe that. Shot is up. Oh, 0-for-3. Yes, he is a big man.
Boy, what a turnout they had at Sportsman's Warehouse for the Friends of NRA redraw.
Oh, did they?
Must have been 800 people there.
We could kind of hear them in the background as they were talking, and finally got one to drop. It sounded like there was quite a few, but I didn't. That's a great turnout.
Yep, it was.
64-66. Oh, I'm not sure where Rudy was going with that pass as he kind of looks up and is talking to Kip. Kip turned around, smiled at him.
Where were you going with that pass?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, I got to call a little bit of this before we get done, for my buddies at Cake.
Take it away.
Well, I could do that. I'm going to need a spotting sheet here, though. I know the guys from Cake. But,
shot up, no good.
All right, so Huna, so you've been tied a few times, eh?
Yep.
Here comes Bean. He's going to put it up off the right side from 12 feet. I think he's almost at 30 points. And the rebound is taken down by Huna. Huna in the white comes down. It's going to be Dwayne Jack. A little jumper from 12 on the left side. Up, no good. Rebound cleared off by Cake. And that's
Nick Davis.
Nick Davis, who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame last night. He's going to come across the timeline to Rudy Bean. Dwayne Jackson go out and check. Then he walks away. Rudy drives in the lane. And that right leg of his went out from under him. Charlie picks it up. Gets his balance. Tries to drive in the paint. A whistle and a foul. And Rudy will go to the free throw line.
And Rudy is at an even 3 points, or 30 points, Mike.
Is he really? I knew he was close up there. Rudy has a goal. My Lord, how many free throws did Dwayne? James, you should probably check that. If you want to count them out and write it over there so you know we won't have to count them again. As he adds another one, and it's now a 66-64 ball game. 67 as that one goes up, and Huna's up, Cake's up by three over Huna. Rudy on the right-hand dribble, set for another one. Bang, that's up, and he gets a pair. And James is counting. He must have shot 20 free throws already. 68-64, Cake with a four-point lead here with 7.5 minutes to go in this championship game. Masters competition, two more games to come your way in the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now we go down to Huna, and it'll be Albert Hinchman. Hinchman comes out top of the key as he goes over to Mercer. Mercer's going to try and get in. He's being defended by Davis. He gets it away, passes it back over to Louis White Sr. He goes down in the right corner, long three, put up, and that's nothing but net over on the far side.
Albert Hinchman.
And Albert nails another one.
So Rudy's at 10 for 14 from the free throw line.
10 for 14. I knew he'd shot way over 12. So it's 68-67, a one-point ball game. Back we go on the near side, and it's going to be Davis to get it top of the key. He'll come over and pass it over to Nick Davis. Davis drives around the left side. Now they come back out and give it to Bean. Bean's outside the three-point circle straight away. Now backs up another five. More fry beds flying through the bleachers here underneath us.
They look like frisbees.
Well, when Shawn Michaels was talking the other night, he said, I think I'll go have a fry bread somewhere. That was 2 days ago. Maybe it was last night. Now they're holding up the clock. Rudy's with the ball still out in front. Now he's going to get double teamed, so he'll pass it over on the far side. Nick Davis back to Bean. Kip Howard comes out on the right side, but Bean takes a three from the right-hand high post. Tierney Bible gets the rebound as Beans came off the back of the back of the rim. Now we go the other way, and then Hoon is going to try and work it in. More fry bread. And shot up up underneath, knocked away out of bounds. Bob, you can have it back.
All right, 68-67, Cake by a point. Rudy, 10 for 14, and I have him for 32 points now. And I got a bucket of fry bread down there. They're throwing it out everywhere.
Now we have the change of a call. Is that Tamaki?
Yep.
He overruled, I'm not familiar with this lady,
Suzanne.
What's Suzanne Defoe. Yeah, so he overruled her call. It was initially out of bounds to Cake, but it was off of Cake. It will remain Huna's ball.
So Cake with a bunch of subs is Garcia's in, Ed Mercer's in, Henchman's in, looking for James Mercer down on the block. Henchman, they go inside. Howard almost stole it away, back up off the glass. Good, and Huna goes back on top as Albert Henchman with another bucket.
5:41 to go here in this second half of play. Manuel Fernandez, the third official, over on the far side as Huna comes down, loses it almost underneath.
Handling the basketball, Jay Peterson for Cake. They're down one. Anybody's ball game in the lane. Peterson, Willard's got him. Backing him down off to Bean. Bean, right side. Inside, up off the glass. And good, Rudy Bean. 34 points now as Huna goes back on, or Cake goes back on top by a bucket. Back the other way, Mercer drives James, and that's going to be five on James yep. Mercer. Kip Howard just kind of stood there and took it, and that one was going to be obvious because you saw Mercer put out the forearm.
Mercer holding his left knee down there. I think he's going to come over to the bench.
Yep. So the last time that we were tied at 61 with 12:15 left in the half there, and now we've had 12 lead changes.
Wow.
So far.
Looks like we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Nope. I think everybody's just, they hold up play for a minute so that they can go over and all the Cake guys are shaking hands with Mercer. So James fouls out with only 4 points all in the first half. 5 minutes to go. 1 point lead for Cake, and you can see Rudy Bean slowly bringing the ball up across the timeline. You can hear the Huna fans, but you can hear the Cake fans too. You can hear Huna fans going defense. Cake fans are going Cake. Bean off the glass, and good. He's fouled by Louis White. Let's see. Yep, Louis White's going to pick up the foul. That's his third. Rudy Bean with another bucket. And he'll go back to the free throw line to make it a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
He might be our third player in the tournament to get 40 points.
Could be. I've got him for 36 right now. 37 with the free throw. That's unofficial. Cake nice. Back on top by four now. And I think they're going to call Rudy for a hold. Rudy waves at the Cake fans and smiles.
Yeah. I might go down and check the official scorebook as we get close to the end. I was calling Willie Hayward to make 50 points the other night, and then I thought, I better go check it because I had him at 50, but officially he only had 47.
Oh, is that right? In the lane, Garcia off the glass. No good for Huna. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Louis White off the big Mike Mills. Off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Bean. Goes behind his back. Brings it across the timeline. One off. He was triple teamed. Got it off to Peterson. Underneath. There's Bean again. Up and good again. Bean
nice,
is now six.
Nice assist by Lloyd Davis.
Yes. They are so unselfish. Rudy scores a lot of their points. Garcia, right corner. But they look for him. But, yeah, they're really unselfish. They really move the ball well. You see Albert Henchman getting really frustrated now. Down to 4 minutes. Off to Jay Peterson. Peterson to Bean. Holding the ball out top. Underneath to Lloyd Davis. And he's going to be fouled by Henchman.
Lloyd will go to the line.
Four on Albert now. And you can see Albert is really frustrated. Lloyd Davis goes over and pats him on the back. Lloyd with only 6 points was 2 for 2 in the first half. That's 10 fouls now on Huna. So it'll be a double bonus. First one's up, no good. Lead is six.
I think that Hinchman was so frustrated. Well, he was frustrated before that, but he was even more frustrated after he got the call because he got a lot of ball on that play there. And Lloyd kind of came over and said, hey, you know, good play.
Yep, sometimes you get the call and sometimes you don't.
Yep.
Misses the last free throw.
Well, they say that the ball never lies as Davis missed two.
And Willard knocks down a three for Huna. That's his second three of the second half.
And the lead is now three, 75-72. So Huna not out of this yet. Off to Bean. Rudy drives, spins into the lane, dishes it off to Howard. Up and good.
What a nice assist by Rudy Bean. He was in the paint, he could have shot, but Kip was all alone on the left baseline.
As he was triple teamed. Back the other way, 77-72, 5-point lead. Off to Willard. You can hear the cake crowd right down below it, yelling defense. Hinchman, ball on the floor. Picks it back up. There's Willard again. No good, and he gets fouled by Nick Davis, and he'll go to the line to shoot three. So Nick Davis picks up his third personal foul. Going to the line will be Ken Willard for three free throws.
Boy, this crowd would have erupted if that three would have dropped.
An opportunity for a four-point play.
Yep.
Haven't had, I don't know that we've had any of those in the tournament yet.
I think we've had a couple early in the week.
Okay. So Willard right now with 11. First free throw, good. First opportunity at the line. He could cut the lead to two with three free throws. Second one, good. 77-74. Takes the deep breath.
Rudy Bean doing a lot of talking to Ken Willard as he's getting ready to shoot a free throw.
Oh, and he missed the third one. Oh, the rebound comes down to Huna. Hinchman, a three. Over and off. Rebound comes down to Bean.
Down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Off to Lloyd Davis.
Take with the lead.
Lloyd back out on top. Bean handling the basketball. They're going to play keep away. Jay Peterson for three. Back rim. Not exactly the shot that I would have taken at that point in time. Willard underneath. Garcia's all alone. Lays it up and good.
1 point ball game with 2:20 to go.
77-76. Cake by one. And Huna, I don't understand that. There's no reason to foul. You're down by one. You got 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Play some defense.
Ken Willard's going to pick up his fourth personal foul.
More points coming Cake's way if Peterson can sink them.
Usually, Jay's a pretty good free throw shooter. It's the first time he's been at the line.
Four of these Cake guys inducted into the Hall of Fame the year before last. Travis Dibdahl the year before that. But we had, what, Jay Peterson, Rudy Bean, Willis Cavanaugh, and Lloyd Davis, I think, all four of them.
Mm-hmm. And with Nick, that's five of them on Cake.
Yeah, Nick got it last night.
Yep. So that's
one of three this year.
Five for Cake. Peterson, first free throw, no good. Second free throw up and good. So Jay gets one of two. The lead back to two.
2:13 on the clock as we tick away in the Masters Championship game.
78-76. Cake by two. Huna with a basketball. A bucket to tie it. A three could put him back on top. Willard comes out on top to Hinchman. Albert drives. Peterson's got him. Nice defense. In the lane, up off the glass.
Oh, what a good move. He went left on Peterson, then came back right, took that one extra step, and halfway leaning to his left, lays it up in the paint.
78-78. Lloyd Davis off to Rudy Bean. Bean drives, comes back out on top, right at the free throw line, hands it off to Nick Davis. Cake working the clock right now, minute and a half to go. Mike Mills on Kip Howard. Kip back to Peterson.
I think Kip's going to foul out as we have a foul away from the ball.
As after Kip made that pass, he continued down the lane. And now we got a full timeout for
They're going to call that foul number four on number 24.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's what I have is four fouls.
Only
Kip.
Four on Kip.
So
we got a timeout on the floor. A minute 24 to go in this one. We're all tied up at 78, so we have a 1 minute and 24-second ball game coming your way. We'll be back in 30 seconds as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your Boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
Okay, back at the J.D. High School gymnasium. Minute 24. Huna with a chance to go back in the lead. How many ties have we had now, Dwayne?
So we've had, we were tied at 2, 17, 41, 59, 61, and right now at 78. We've had 12 lead changes.
Okay, 78-78. Now, will Huna look for, well, if I was Huna, I'd be looking for a good shot and not just casting up a three. Down to a minute 10, still tied at 78. Now, Huna playing a little bit of catch here. Henchman way out on top. And there's the switch as Henchman still out on top. Down to 55 seconds. Albert drives. Double pump, up and good. Henchman gets the shot to drop. 80-78, Huna by two now. Still plenty of time. Bean for three. Over and off, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Garcia. Off to Albert Henchman.
40 seconds to go.
Down in the corner, there's Ken Willard. Back out on top to Louis White. Off to Henchman. Ball slapped loose. Picked up by Peterson. Jay's got it. And he calls timeout. Albert Henchman's laying on top of him. He's going, I got him pinned. One,
yep.
Two, three.
Three count. 25 seconds to go. Huna with a two-point lead. 78-80.
So Kate got the timeout to save the...
We're going to keep it right here. And this is a 25-second game coming your way. And Huna's up by two over Kate.
Huna's got 10 team fouls. So if they commit any fouls, Kate's going to the free throw line to shoot two. If Kate commits any fouls, if they miss a possession here, then Huna's going to the free throw line to shoot one and one.
And it looks like the possession arrow is in favor of Kate. You look down on the bench. So any jump ball will be Cakes on the possession arrow. They control the basketball right now. So Cake will inbound it. They're down two. It's 80-78.
Just a few seconds ago, Albert Hinchman got his 14th point of the game.
So Hinchman having a good ball game. So the inbounds pass, Peterson's going to trigger it into Rudy Bean. He knew they were going to keep it in his hands. So kind of count the clock here for me as we work it down.
15 seconds to go.
Bean handling the ball. Dribbles right out on top. Looks at the clock.
10 seconds to go.
Oh, bad pass.
Oh.
He was looking for
8 seconds to go.
Rudy.
Huna with a two-point lead.
Looking for Nick Davis. Even if he'd have broke, it was too far. It was going to be out of bounds. So I would imagine we'll get a quick foul here.
Huna's ball with a two-point lead. 8 seconds to go.
Inbound pass, and there's the foul.
Jay Peterson has been fouled Greg Garcia, but Greg Garcia is going to the free throw line to shoot a one-and-one.
And he has not... at the free throw line.
Cake had that play lined out just right. Rudy stayed out the midcourt. The rest of them came out, and then all of a sudden Davis broke in the paint, and Rudy would have had him with an easy two-pointer to tie it up, but he overshot him.
Yep.
7.3 seconds to go. Greg Garcia is trying to give Huna a three-point lead if he can make the front end of the one-and-one.
Usually a really good free throw shooter. We'll see. First one is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Howard. Oh, bad pass, stolen away by Henchman.
3 seconds to go. Huna's going to win the championship. They beat Cake with a score of 80-78. The rematch of last year's championship. Huna, the winner in the Masters bracket.
And we'll be back in 2 minutes with some final statistics.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Well, two championship games now in the book. What a tough one this one was. As Cake and Hoonah went at it, we were tied five different times. Last time tied at 78. Our final score 80-78. And a tough way for Cake to lose. And two of their best players making bad passes. Rudy Bean holding it up at 23 seconds, trying to work it around the outside perimeter. Found a man open inside Lloyd Davis. Lloyd made a break. Rudy overshot him. Hoonah gets the ball in backcourt. They bring it in, come down, miss the free throw. And it's picked off by Kip Howard, who tries to get Rudy Bean at midcourt on the way, and Kip overshot him. Ball went out of bounds. They turn it away twice, and Hoonah ends up pulling off the win. For all you Cake folks, Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all the teams from neighboring communities for this 71st annual gold medal. Jack and Evelyn Mahoney from down there in Cake, wishing everybody the best. And they had their best wishes going towards Cake, but that wasn't quite enough to tip the scale here in this championship game. Remember, folks, if you need work done on your vehicles, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. You'll find them on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall. They have the lowest rates in town, and if you get an estimate somewhere else, Evelyn and Jack will be happy to match or beat it, and that's guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else for all your vehicle maintenance? Choose Affordable Auto Repair. Evelyn and Jack and all the crew on Mallard, you can give them a call at 790-9332. And Evelyn and Jack, thanks for supporting your Cake team.
Okay, so let's go ahead and run down the, scoring once again. The final was 80-78. Go ahead with the, James, go ahead with the,
how get come the you're stammering and stuttering over there, Sam?
We have a total of, Hoonah went to the free throw line. In the first half, they were 1-for-5. The second half, they were 5-for-8. Total for the game, they went 6-for-13. We have the high score for Hoonah, which is Albert Hinchman with 21 points. He had 7 points in the first half, and he had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13 points in the second half. The second man on Hoonah with the high score was Greg Garcia. I have him down for 14. He had a 3 and a 2 in the second half, and right towards the end of the game, he went to the free throw line to shoot a 1-and-1. He missed the front end of it, and that's when Kip Howard came down with the rebound, and Cake could have potentially tied it up or took the lead on Hoonah and beat them, but they threw the ball away. Also, adding 13 points is Ken Willard. He went he hit a couple of threes in the second half. He went 2-for-3 from the free throw line in the second half. Also, John Tyne added a deuce in the second half. Mike Mills had a deuce in the second half. He had 1 foul. He finished the game with 7 points. Tierney Bible finished the game with 9 points. Ed Mercer went pretty hot in the first half there, Bob. He went four for four from the field goal, and in the second half he was a little bit off. But that's the stats for Hoonah, so I'm going to pass it over to Bob Sims here.
Okay, so for Cake, 41 points for Rudy Bean. Jay Peterson had 8. Lloyd Davis with 6. Kip Howard with 9. Willis Kavanaugh had 2. Mike Martin with 4. Nick Davis with 5. Rudy was 11 for 16 from the free throw line. Cake ended up being 17 for 28 from the free throw line. Lloyd Davis had a couple, didn't hit any. 1 for 2 for Jay Peterson. Kip Howard was 3 for 8 from the free throw line. And that ultimately was the difference, as he was there twice in the last 2 minutes and went 0 for 2 and 0 for 2. Rudy actually went 0 for 2 one time down the line, too. So, once again, the final in the Masters basically reversed from last year when Cake came out of the loser's bracket and defeated Hoonah after losing early in the tournament. Well, this year, Hoonah went through undefeated, and we were just talking about, two critical turnovers, one by Rudy Bean on a bad pass, and then one by Kip Howard. So the final score, once again, was 80-78. Mike, any comments here? You kind of came back for the second half of the second half.
Well, I did. I was listening to you coming in, and it was a great game. And Ed Hotz, the president, this year's president of the Juno Lions Club down there, just invoked the crowd. He said, wasn't that a great game? And they both sides of the fan club gave a very nice round of applause. And now they're going to be passing out awards. They're going to pass out the trophies. And as I said, after the 4 o'clock women's championship game, there's too much time lagging in between. They're bringing Cake out now, and Cake's going along as they will receive their second-place award and shaking hands with all of the Hall of Famers that are down there passing out the medals, and then they'll present the trophies. They're going to announce the Sportsmanship Award for the Masters. They're going to announce the MVP, and they'll announce the All-Tournament Team. So what we're going to do this time, last time we took a break intending not to come back, but they made that announcement very quickly, and so we came back on and we announced those people. So for you folks out there listening, we're going to do that again. We'll take a little break away from here. And Rob, if you go down 2 minutes instead of playing like 50 commercials in a row, you can go into a little music. We'll give you a cue. Then we'll come back and pass off to you folks that aren't here at the gym what all those awards will be. And then I've got a couple interviews coming up. I don't know whether we'll take them tagged on to the end of the announcement of the trophies or before the start of the next game, but we're going to interview some of the officials and a couple other key people and tell you about some awards that have been presented. So we'll take a two-minute break right now as we're in between the Masters and the C Championship game. C will be coming your way at tip-off at 6. We'll be back with more gold medal activities coming your way from the Juno Douglas High School gym as you listen at 5:30 Alaska time over 800 KINY on the AM dial and 103.5 on the FM. We'll be back shortly, folks.